Now I come back today to this very remarkable chapter 15 of Revelation, and it's remarkable because it actually is the entranceway and the introduction to the last sevens in Revelation that concern the Great Tribulation period. It introduces the seven bowls of wrath that are poured out upon the earth. And now the last two verses, and I'll read verses 7 and 8 together again here in the 15th chapter. It says, one of the four living creatures, now that was at the throne of God, you'll recall, gave to the seven angels seven golden bowls full of the wrath of God. Now this is not the love of God, it's judgment. The wrath of God who liveth forever and ever, and the sanctuary, that is the temple, was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from His power. And no one was able to enter into the sanctuary or the temple till the seven plagues of the seven angels should be finished. Now, the very fact we continue to deal with the temple ought to indicate to anyone that's knowledgeable that we're not dealing with the church. The temple and tabernacle had nothing to do with the church. They are marvelous pictures of Christ that have spiritual lessons for us today. I have a book on the tabernacle, God's portrait of Christ. But that does not mean that we are to build a temple today or a tabernacle. And here it refers to people who had a tabernacle and a temple. And that, of course, is Israel. But a great many are reluctant to admit that because they dismiss Israel in the plan and purpose of God when you get to the beginning of the New Testament. And the New Testament does not dismiss them, as you can see. Now, these are seven golden bowls. They represent the final part of the Great Tribulation period. And I think bowls better describe the containers here than the word vials in our Authorized Version. When I think of a vial, I think of a little test tube that's used in a laboratory. But here, these are bowls. They're large. And they were used in the temple service. A bowl of blood was taken by the high priest one day each year into the Holy of Holies. And the bowl of blood spoke of redemption for sin. Now these seven angels with priestly garments, they've departed from the temple proper. They're no longer engaged in a service of mercy, but they're beginning a strange ministry, pouring out bowls of wrath on a Christ-rejecting world. A world that has rejected the blood of Christ must now bear the judgment for sin. This judgment is not the result of man's or Satan's enmity. It's the direct action of the Lord Jesus Christ, the gentle Jesus. But we saw that strange statement at the beginning of this section, the wrath of the Lamb. We never think of a little lamb being angry. A lion can roar, but not a little lamb. But the wrath of the Lamb, and that's the thing that's going to startle the world someday. Now, the prophets use this figure of the cup of iniquity and wrath, which would be finally poured out in judgment. In fact, their picture was that God is patiently letting it fill up. When it fills up, He'll move in. And smoke here is connected with the glory of God. I do not want to enlarge upon that at this time. Now, these seven angels with seven golden bowls make it clear that the judgments of the bowls proceed from God and are not the result of man's miscalculations and mistakes or of Satan's enmity. This is the direct action of God. Now, the number seven that's been running all through this book will continue. It does not mean perfection. So many today think that seven in Scripture denotes perfection. Again, may I repeat this, it denotes completeness, and this denotes the complete judgment and final judgment of God upon this world in which we live.